bother me, but I'll smoke some weed and stumble to the baseline in this song on my two bare feet. Are you with me? Can you feel me?
St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong.
Armstrong. It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7. Our opening segment tonight brought to you by Meat Locker Recording Studio of Butler. And our show is brought to you by Shady Lady Productions, of course, who are just coming off of the big get-together yesterday out at Missing Links Brewery, the 20th anniversary celebration. Let the celebration begin, Mr. Utah Burgess. Congratulations. We previewed that last week and talked about Shady Lady history on last week's show, and the party is underway right now. Congratulations on a full 20 years.
Yes, and it is a full 20 years, so now we're on to the 21st year. But yeah, so yeah, I appreciate everybody who was a part of it, and it looks like we got the weather once again, so that's always a big plus, you know. But then and of course, raising some money for Butler County Veterans in Need also. Roy always does a great job. I've seen him the week prior. He stopped out to the Beacon Hotel for some to get hop-tized with the Noble Hops on the patio there, which was pretty cool. So, yeah, fun stuff.
Yeah, you guys were out. Beautiful night to be out on the patio out at the Beacon. They do their patio get-togethers on Sunday afternoon, evening, and I'm sure there were some folks that were ready to take in some music after the Steeler debacle. So,
yeah, oh, yeah, that's That's on you guys, not me.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, because the packs look pretty good. So congratulations there.
Well, and Art and Brandy even showed up after we played.
Oh. So,
thanks, Art. Thanks, Brandy.
So they didn't. They have to come back to get hop-tized. Well, it's a big run, 20 years, everything that you've done. It was fascinating going through that, the different eras that we did the week before, and just the many things that you've been involved in. Hey, moving forward, still rolling on. Lots of great shows yet to be had, and you can always keep an ear on that on the general concert calendar.
Yeah, and we just barely scratched the surface with that interview, too, but that was good enough. I know you had to go in and do a lot of trimming to make that thing fit, and I appreciate it.
And, by the way, coming up on the 25th, as you'll hear on the calendar, more Shady Lady fun with the 11th Frame Bar and Grill. They have the A-Bait Bike Nights going on, and hopefully the weather continues to be nice right into October. But you guys, the Noble Hops, will be performing that night on the 25th.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. I'm trying to think if we've ever done one of their bike nights. I don't think we have, but so looking forward to that.
Cool. And then right after that, the following Saturday, very special event coming up, and I know you've had the opportunity to sit down with our friend Jennifer Lynn Baker, but Scaroderma coming, speaking of the Beacon Hotel.
Yeah, so I was able to catch her with the remote for that show because I wanted her to phone in, but she was unable to do so, which we kind of discussed in the interview a little bit. But looking forward to that event. It'll be her 7th year of doing it, and great cause as always, great people, great music, everything about it's fantastic. So make sure you listen for that and check that out.
And there will be a lot of purple in the crowd, no doubt about it. Let's listen in. Jennifer Lynn Baker joining us on the Grassroots Show.
Hey, Rock Station Nation. This is Utah on remote here at the Beacon Hotel. Oh, it's the Hotel Beacon, I'm sorry, in Renfrew. And I ran into the incredible Jennifer Lynn Baker. And she has an event coming up that we need to tell you about. We wanted to get her on the show, but like so many other musicians in this area, she has, you know, a side gig and couldn't quite make it. But why don't you fill us in on this is what, the 9th or 7th? Scaroderma. 7th annual Scaroderma. Why don't you fill us in on that?
7th annual Scaroderma, yeah, it's going to take place on September 27th out here at the Hotel Beacon, or the Beacon Hotel. I think you can say it either way. But we are opening up the gates at 2:30. Rob Keller from the Shiners is going to kick it off. We have Heyday, Acoustic Parabellum, Appalachian Honey, The Rumble, Jennifer Lynn Baker Band, where Utah will be joining me on bass. And then finishing out the night is going to be the Ragged Company. And all of the proceeds go towards fostering music, which we've talked a lot about before in the past with Christy Stitz, the founder of that. And that's giving instruments and lessons to kids in the foster care system. And we are just about at $20,000 raised in honor of Johnny Cat Hendricks, who passed away due to complications from stem cell trial for scleroderma. So we're raising awareness for that, and it's going to be a great time. It's $10 donation. Get on in here. You can bring whatever you need to be comfortable. We're going to be outside at the back stage here at the Hotel Beacon. Only thing is, no outside food or beverage permitted. They'll have plenty of stuff for you to munch on and drink. And I just had the lovely chance to catch Noble Hops out here at the Beacon. They did a great job tonight, so I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about this.
Yeah, so see how professional that was? I was gonna have her give some background on scleroderma, why she's doing it, and all of that, and she just put it all in there. But I think there's a couple details you left out. You do have some t-shirts that you sell, right?
Yes, for this
event, and people can pre-order those, I think, in advance.
Well,
and will they be able to get them here, or
yeah,
how's that
well,
work?
Actually, our deadline was the 19th, so if you didn't get your order in, there may be a chance that you might be able to get pressed on site some merchandise here. If not, you can always order for in the future, and we'll just keep on doing this as long as we can. So
okay, and if people are not able to come out, they can still donate, is that correct?
They sure can. They can go to Fostering Music and make a donation. And if you see on Facebook, there's an event for it, and there should be a QR code if you see any flyers about, and you can go ahead and scan and donate that way.
Yeah, and if you make the donation, make it in Johnny Cat Hendricks' name, correct?
Yes, that would be awesome if you could
do
that.
There you go.
Yep.
So it's as simple as that, and give the date and time again?
September 27th, the gates will open at 2, and Rob will kick it off at 2:30.
Yep, and I've been to this event, I'm pretty sure, every year since it's been going on. It's an event you don't want to miss. It's a great cause, and there's so many, like, and really, other cool thing about it is there's so many cool people that just even come out to the event. So you just kind of hang out. They got this big old field over here. I don't know. And we'll be hanging out there and drinking beer and listening to music, right?
And I really appreciate all of the musicians. It gives their time and their talent. So they do that for free just so that you can enjoy that music and make it a great event. So I really appreciate that.
All right. And look for the event online. Once again, you might be able to get your T-shirts if it's not too late. Otherwise, you can make a donation. As she said, all the details are there, the lineup, the schedules, the times, the purpose of the event, everything. So make sure you check it out. And do her a favor, if you're going, click going, not interested. If you're actually going to the event, say you're going. It really makes a big difference in the world of algorithms. I understand that very, very well. And it's simple. It takes a second to do it. So, all right, great. Catching up with you. Hey, but also, you've been busy recording some new music.
I have been, and the 97.7 Rock Station was so gracious to play the latest single that's out, Time's Kind Hand, so you can check that out too on my YouTube channel and subscribe and also like my Facebook page, self-promotion here, Jennifer Lynn Baker Music, but I really appreciate all the support. Thank you, and I appreciate you, Utah.
And we're going to play that song right now, so kick back and enjoy Time's Kind Hands from Jennifer Lynn Baker.
Call, I was just thinking about you. I wonder when you were on the show.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Broz's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Rose's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Have you heard the news? Not only is Cummings Candy and Coffee House celebrating 120 years in business, they're upping their roasting game and expanding their kitchen at Cummings South location in Penn Township. The menu is still a work in progress, but they'll start off with delicious burritos and pepperoni rolls, and of course some other stuff too. Plus, they've got a new fancy roaster, and now we'll be roasting their famous Main Street coffee and other coffee varieties at Cummings South.
You're the king.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, next segment brought to you by our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service, four locations to serve you. Hey, drop by the newly expanded Penn Township location, and of course you've got the Hub on Main Street in downtown Butler, also a location at Butler Hospital and Route 68 up in City Road. We are going to talk with a gentleman that has just one-upped Shady Lady Productions by one, as we've been talking a lot about the 20th anniversary of Shady Lady. We're going to bring Bill Damiano in, and he's going to ante up by one, 21 years of the Pennsylvania American Rock Show. And, of course, we've talked about the different entities that Bill is involved in, including Build the Scene, which is one of our sponsors. Welcome to our show again, Mr. Bill Damiano. Good to see you. Well, good to hear from you. Got to see you briefly at the band jam.
Yes. Yeah. So it's 21 years. And if anybody listened to the last week, you're going to hear a lot of similar storylines, I think. In fact, Utah was involved in the beginning of AK Music Scene, which produced the Pennsylvania Rock Show all the way back in 2004. Although I did realize, or not realize, that Utah, I was living in Allegheny Township at that time, which is like a mile from my house.
Wow. A mile from your house, yeah.
It's pretty cool, though, that two people that love the local music the way you do and have immersed yourself into the scene were kind of drawn to the same location. That's kind of crazy, but... Now, Build the Scene, Bill, refresh my memory. You've been doing that. You've had that a little bit longer than the rock show. Is that right?
All right. So what happened was, I'll take you back a ways. Back in like 1997, 1998-ish, I started working with the band Hybrid. And that kind of slowly morphed into me working with Tim Henry, who's now in Sour Mask, and we were running a company called TH Entertainment, where he was helping manage and market bands, and I was doing web design for the bands. And then that slowly, we kind of drifted apart, and that's where AK Music Scene started. And AK Music Scene, over the years, now that was 2004, and Utah actually named AK Music Scene and purchased the first year of the domain. And that kind of slowly morphed into Build the Scene over the years. I want to say I bought the domain for Build the Scene in 2017. So it goes back to like 1996, but ultimately 2017 is where I put the name Build the Scene on it.
Gotcha. Now, specifically the Pennsylvania Rock Show, how did that evolve for you? How did that come to be what it is today, now 21 years later?
Well, on September 14th, 2004, I got a message through AOL Instant Messenger from a kid who was running an all-unsigned streaming radio station. And when I say kid, he was 14. And his name was Chris Hawthorne. And I can't remember if the station was named Unsigned Online then or if it had its other name. But he had on average about 350 listeners at any given time, which is huge for an unsigned station this spring, even still today. But he had a virus on his computer and he asked me if there was any way I could help. And I was like, well, I don't know how to stream. And he taught me how to stream to the radio station over AOL Instant Messenger. And then I said, okay, but I don't have a microphone. So that's where I called Brian Schaefer from the band Cage. He was the original singer before Wally ended up in Cage, Wally Wright. And I said, hey, I'm going to be doing a radio show and I don't have a microphone. So Brian showed up with the microphone and he actually did the most of the DJing that night. So episode one just kind of happened. I'd say we walked backwards into it, which is where the song from Creep, Walking Backwards, is mentioned in the intro to the show.
Wow.
There's lots of hidden things in there. And then it slowly, like when we got done, and my wife still blames Brian for this, Brian said, hey, that was fun. We should do it again next week. And that's kind of how it started.
And now 21
it
years
was Brian's fault.
Our wives just roll their eyes at us. Wow. And that is so cool that you've been able to keep it going. And have you consistently been able to nail things out without any pause for any reason?
So in 2010, going almost into 2011, there was a pause on the show part of it, but I still kept up with the posting about what's going on in the scene and like upcoming shows and this band's releasing an album on this date. But what happened was my wife and I had a 26-month-old son and twin newborn daughters, and bringing people into the house when you have a toddler and two brand new babies was not a great idea. So the radio or podcast portion of it. See, I didn't even know it was called a podcast when I was doing it. And that's because podcasting actually started right around that exact same time. So I was doing it and didn't know it.
So you're one of the forefathers of it, I would say then.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
Now, I heard you guys last week talking about how you're headed into episode 700. I'm going to be hitting episode 800 in November.
Wow.
So you can tell sometimes I did it weekly, sometimes I did it bi-weekly, sometimes it didn't get done for a couple weeks. It's a lot more consistent now since I started it back up after my kids got old enough for that to happen.
We're nipping at your heels, Bill. Nipping at your heels.
We're trying to catch you. We're going to start doing it three times a week. But yeah, what? And I say that jokingly, Bill, but don't you agree with us? We could probably do this a bunch of times a week with the music talent that is in this scene. And I know we're going to do some reflections with some of the tunes that you've picked out here tonight for the show. But we are just so immersed in talent around here. It's amazing.
Well, I hear Utah say all the time that the music here in the Pittsburgh area is just as good as the major bands that we hear. And he's not wrong. It's just a matter of getting it heard by somebody that can help make us into LA in the 80s.
Yeah, I like that idea. Visiting with Bill Damiano tonight, Build the Scene Radio. Let's get into a couple of tunes and we'll continue our conversation. Who are you going to dig out first? Because you did mention Brian Schaefer. I think you're going to play something that's a little connected to his voice, huh?
Yeah. So Brian was involved in an EP out of Total Music and Entertainment, which was written by Tony Marinacci. Tony has since passed away. He was huge in the history of the show too. He actually used to listen to the show through dial up on it and then send me messages through AOL Instant Messenger and tell me how to adjust the mixer to make sure that everything could be heard. So he taught me how to run a mixer through the internet.
Wow.
And then, so he wrote a, I think it was a 4 or 5 song EP that was all rock. And, every track on the EP features somebody that he had heard of through the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Very cool. So you got,
and, that track is, All the Answers is what we're going to hear.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then we're going to follow that up with Hybrid Demise, and I'll have you talk about that when we return. Let's listen in here tonight. It's Bill Damiano visiting with us, celebrating 20 years or 21 years of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. And we'll talk about his Build the Scene and a whole lot more, and maybe even have a few questions for him tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
You're on the down, turn so cold. I'm so sick of it all. You're getting old. You're getting old. You're getting old.
I see the hate in your eyes, and I see right through your lies. Here comes this no surprise. I heard the rumors of your demise.
Have you heard the news? Not only is Cummings Candy and Coffee House celebrating 120 years in business, they're upping their roasting game and expanding their kitchen at Cummings South location in Penn Township. The menu is still a work in progress, but they'll start off with delicious burritos and pepperoni rolls, and of course some other stuff too. Plus, they've got a new fancy roaster, and now we'll be roasting their famous Main Street coffee and other coffee varieties at Cummings South.
You're the king.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We appreciate you tuning in to our local music discussion here tonight. It's local music being discussed about local music and people involved in local music and promoting it and helping it get some airtime here tonight. And our segment coming up here, brought to you by Bros' Superette. They're in the air. They're high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler. Stop up Tuesday through Saturday. Bros' Superette. We are visiting with Bill Damiano, who is celebrating 21 years of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. And he's going to have a special event coming up a little bit later on down the road that we're going to talk to you about. But we just heard a song called Hybrid, or a song... song called Demise. It's my own demise, from the band Hybrid, who you kind of mentioned in that opening segment. But tell us about that song, Bill.
So the cool thing about that song in the history of what I do, it features Matt Franny, Steve Craven, Tim Henry, and John Coughlin. Steve and Matt, as you guys know, are the founders of Rock for Life and have been a huge part of the music scene in the AK Valley. But the key part that they play in the history of the PA Rock Show, and every year on the 14th, I send Matt a message on Facebook saying, thank you. And he always replies, no, thank you. But, I didn't have any music to play. And, Matt showed up and handed me a plastic bag full of CDs of local musicians and said, here, play this. Which I now know I should have gotten permission for. but after the fact, all the bands were very cool about it. But I didn't know. So Matt is a huge part in the history of the show because he provided the playlist in the beginning, and still does provide a lot of the playlist because he plays in so many bands.
Yeah, it's hard to book them sometimes because of that.
Yeah. and then John Coughlin, I don't think he is in the scene anymore. He was the singer in the band Hybrid. Every once in a while, I will see him at a show. Tim Henry, as you guys know, is the lead singer and guitarist for the band Sour Mash. And Steve Craven also plays in multiple bands, Strung Over and Common Crown. And I'm sure there's some other ones I can't think of off the top of my head. Not nearly as many as Matt, but the two of them are kind of like the keystone to the music scene in the AK Valley. I think it's fair to say that. And without them, what I do wouldn't have happened. So that song is kind of my way of just, you know, saying here, this is where I came from, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. You know, the funny connection with Tim Henry there, too, is, you know, how we're all still kind of connected was when I popped into the AK Valley area in 2004, I had the concept of starting, it was before 2004. That's when had the concept of getting Shady Lady Productions going. And Tim Henry is who I reached out to because he had TH Entertainment. And he was gracious enough to meet with me and hey, these are the things you want to do and how you want to get started. He didn't say, no, I don't want to talk to you, you know, anything like that. He was very gracious. And just a couple of weeks ago, went out to the Sunset Strip and caught his band at the Whiskey A Go-Go. So, you know, all this time has gone by and we're still connected in that manner. It's pretty cool.
And the cool thing with that band, Sour Mash, being from the AK Valley, they are up for a bunch of awards for the Josie Awards in Nashville for like umpteenth millionth year in a row.
Yeah, we'll be hanging out with them this year down there. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures floating around of a guy named Tim, guy named Utah, and some dude named Lemmy. So pretty cool stuff. But who knows what they're going to be sending back from Nashville. But best of luck to everybody involved in that, Noble Hops and Sour Mash. And I think Miss Freddie's up for another nom this year. So it is so cool to see all of the different people in this music scene getting rewards or at least getting recognized for the great work that we love to brag about. And with also what you have going on, Bill, with Build the Scene, that is a whole nother thing that we could spend another show on because you do all kinds of different material, support, photography. I mean, you name it. If people are trying to get something going, especially bands out there that don't have a clue of how to use the social world that we're now in that you must have if you're going to get yourself out there, you also provide a service that can take care of that.
Mm-hmm. I do web design, EPKs, photography. I can take live video and edit it and turn it into a video that shows like progression through songs, and give that with a one sheet to a talent buyer, things like that.
So Pennsylvania Rock Show, continuing to soldier on. You have a special episode that is going to be coming up that you already mentioned to us. And you kind of talked about, you know, the family life and how you've, your life has been intertwined in keeping this, all of this going, especially Pennsylvania Rock Show. But you have some special fun planned for a particular anniversary celebration show, huh?
Yes. So if you've ever listened to the show, my kids come up all the time. They are musicians. My daughter Bria is teaching herself how to play the sax and is playing it actively in the pep band. She also plays the clarinet and sings. She sings in the church choir. My daughter Emily plays the flute and also sings in the church choir. And a hidden note on her, she has sang backup for Blackridge twice on stage. My son Aiden does sing, but he doesn't like to do it, so you probably won't ever see him do it. But he's good at it. He also plays, the trumpet is his first instrument, and he plays, if it's brass, he can play it. French horn, euphonium, trombone. He has keyboards that he plays. He's teaching himself the guitar and the bass guitar. But anyway, the point of this is my show is kind of like their 1955 Ford, which makes no sense to you guys. My dad has a 1955 Ford Crown Victoria that he bought 2 years before I was born. So it was always there for me. And I was having a conversation with him about it the other day. And I realized when my kids look back their 55-40, like the thing that's always there, is going to be my podcast and TV show. And I bring them up on the show all the time. And I was like, you know what? I could just have them on because they're old enough now. And so I checked with my wife first to see what she thought. And they all were very receptive. In fact, my daughter, Emily, was bouncing and yelling yes when I asked her.
Oh, that's great. That'll be a really cool episode. So what time frame will you be guessing show number 800 comes up so we can kind of put that on the calendar?
It should be, I want to say it's like November. I wish I could remember what the, I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Yeah,
it's near the 18th. It's whatever Monday is near the 18th because okay. It actually falls. My birthday is the 19th. So I think it might be the 18th. I think it falls the day before.
The Monday, that would be the 17th. So
17th, there it is.
Okay.
I'm 99% sure that it'll be that day.
Around there. Well, we'll just tune in and keep listening. That's all.
That'll make it work.
That's great. We're talking with Bill Damiano again from Build the Scene, Pennsylvania Rock Show. 21 years celebrating. Pretty awesome stuff, the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Just incredible. And I guess the big question of the night, how long do you expect to keep doing this? You still have that passion for it, obviously, because I mentioned earlier, you're a guy that, you know, you put boots on the ground. You go out and support different events. I mean, you've been a big part of music from the 412. I always see you at some of the big shows and certainly festivals. Does it ever get old for you?
No. And it's funny because I was never, like, growing up, I wasn't into music until I got to college. And I accidentally found Hybrid's website, and that's what started it. For the record, the website wasn't done, and that's what got me into the scene. I was trying to teach myself how to make websites. So I sat down and I built a website for Hybrid. And then they contacted me and they're like, can you just do this for us? And that's where it kicked off.
Well, Bill, we're going to get into a couple of tunes here before we wrap up with you. But let's talk about the band Creep. Tell us about what we have coming up.
So Creep is the perfect band to bring up after what I just said. So when I was teaching myself how to design websites, I copied Creep's website to make Hybrid's website. that has been addressed too. They took it as flattery, thankfully. So this song Creep Walking Backwards is sort of everything that I've done, like photography and EPKs, all of that I learned because somebody said, hey, can you help me with this? Including music from the 412. You guys were actually present when that kicked off, that night that we were at SOS 2020, there's a whole clip of people messing that up. 2020 SOS PGH, whatever the order is. the Metal Night, where you asked me about my favorite band and put me on the spot. anyway, that night, Rocky came to me and said, hey, I have this idea. This is what I would like to do. And I looked at him and said, yeah, I know how to do that. I didn't know how to do that.
But you were going to figure it out.
I figured it out quickly.
Great stuff. Great stuff. And we're going
to... Yeah, so I walk backwards into everything. That's why we're doing Creep Walking Backwards.
Gotcha. And we're going to follow that up with a voice that we just played last week, as you talked about and inferred. But tell us about Step 11.
So Step 11... was a band that I met through the Emergenza Music Festival. And if anyone is familiar with Emergenza Music Festival, I'm not going to call it a scam, but read into it.
I remember that.
You could hear the disdain when he said that, right? So Emergenza Music Festival came into the city and basically pitted bands against each other. And their way of figuring out who moved on was by ticket sales and how many hands were raised. but I met a lot of bands, and really, next to Matt Franny, that's probably the second biggest reason that the show got started, was because I met the bands and I was able to interview them. And Step 11 was one of them, with Wally Wright and vocals. And this song in particular, Seven Sin Martyr, probably the first 100 shows, it was the first song I played. Because back then, technology wasn't great. And when I would connect to the servers, it would disconnect. And there's like a 3-minute intro on that song. So the reason it was first was because if it didn't connect or I messed up, I had 3 minutes to get it right.
That's brilliant thinking right there.
Yeah. But it's actually, if you listen to the intro that's on the show currently, mm-hmm. it's the music, like the music you hear in the background is the intro from that song, Seven Sin Martyr.
Cool, cool. So it continues on just like your legacy here tonight. Pennsylvania Rock Show, build the scene, the three questions in a song, everything you do, supporting this local music scene. Kudos, Bill Damiano, for the work you've done for many, many, many years. And let's hope that we're all around here talking 40, 50 years from now as we support this local music scene. But we appreciate visiting with you here tonight.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for everything, Bill.
Bill Damiano.
If I can mention one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
In the spot that Utah does, talking about Build a Scene, he talks about there being a large band, directory, I guess is the word, on Build a Scene. And it actually disappeared a while ago, but it returned this weekend because I'm like, you know what, I got to get it back up there because they talk about it all the time. So there are 166 bands listed on there as of today. Wow. They are bands that have been either on the Pennsylvania Rock Show or Three Questions in a Song as a guest, and I'm going to continue building that now that I have it back up.
And once again, before we do go, Bill, let's mention all your entities, where people can find you. Run through those so that people can find what we're talking about and follow you along.
So there's Build the Scene, which is buildthescene.com. I mentioned AK Music Scene earlier. If you're interested in any of the hardware or software I use to do what I do, it's right there on the homepage, akmusicscene.com. And then parockshow.com will take you to where you can find about the bands I just mentioned. It'll show you the shows, and all these pages look exactly the same, and the navigation will intertwine between the three domains. So as long as you remember buildthescene.com, you're going to access all three of them as you go through there. And then also, I would be remiss not to mention First Angel Media, which has been a huge supporter of local music scene. And their owner is actually who taught me how to do the photography. And then, of course, musicfrom412.com, which is basically MTV for the local scene. There's both a streaming radio station and streaming television.
Which is simply awesome. I will leave it at that. Bill Damiano, thanks for again joining us tonight. Keep up the great work, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Creep and Step 11 right now on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Broza's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Broza's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, Tubi's Acoustic are headed to the Tapville Social in Wexford. On Thursday night, September 25th, they'll be playing from 6:30 to 8:30 Perry Highway in Wexford. Then on Friday, September 26th, it's the Grist House Beer Crib from 7 to 9, Route 8 Pittsburgh Road, south of Butler. And on Saturday, September 27th, they head to Tap 814 on Scalp Avenue in Johnstown from 6:30 to 9. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, September 25th, a Thursday night, it'll be an A-Bait Bike Night at the 11th Frame Bar and Grill from 6 to 9 o'clock with live music from fan favorites, The Noble Hops. Again, that's Thursday, the 25th, 11th Frame at Family Bolloway in Butler. And looking ahead, October 3rd, it's a happy hour at the Grill at River Forest Country Club that is open to the public with live music from Alyssa Hankey at 6. And on Friday, October 4th, back to the 11th Frame for the local live music series featuring 7 Mile Detour. It's at 9 o'clock. There's no cover and Miller Lite specials. It's part of Rock Done Right with Shady Lady Productions, celebrating 20 years and The Rock Station 97.7. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Back on the Grassroots Show for our final segment here tonight on September 21st. Here we are, wrapping up summer, opening up fall, but a lot going on, of course, with lots of events yet to come. And as you heard earlier in the show, a little Scleroderma preview. And, well, we're going to talk about something else here coming up in just a couple of moments, but I want to thank our friend Bill Damiano and salute him for 21 years of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. How about that? He's been doing it even longer than Shady Lady.
Yes, yeah, he's been a big part of the local music scene here in the AK Valley and even to the Butler and Pittsburgh and just all throughout Western Pennsylvania. So hats off to Bill. It's always fun to catch up with him and see what's going on. So thank you for taking time out of your school day, too, because he is a teacher, and we had to interrupt him to do the interview, but we do appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. So the kids had to go into reading class.
Yeah, he suspended them all temporarily. That's go right. See the principal.
Hey, we want to thank Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 and Boyers, being a part of our show, along with Bill Damiano and Build the Scene, who supports the cause. And, you know, that's always cool about Bill. You always see him at the events, too. You know, he puts his shoe leather express where his mouth is on his show. He's out and sporting as well, and that's good to see. We have a new tune from a band that was one of the headliners of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And we've been kind of sitting on this because we had all the stuff going on previewing either Grassies or the Band Jam. So we've been waiting to get to this one, but they've got a new tune called Death on My Doorstep that is a raucous little jam that features Orange G on the harmonica, no less. I don't know who Orange G is, but maybe that we'll have to talk to Brian about that.
It's Orange Crush's cousin.
Oh, is that what it
yeah,
is?
That's yeah, that's what it is.
But the Red Lines, Death on My Doorstep, we'll play that coming up after a really cool tune from Parabellum, because you had an opportunity to get together with Terry and Kate from Parabellum and do a live little scene. And was this while you were aboard the fishing vessel out in Lake Erie, or was this a different time?
No, this was aboard a fishing vessel in Lake Erie. And yeah, hats off to Rough House Charters. But I want to go back to the Red Lines real quick, because then the band jam, because one thing the Red Lines now have in common with Stage AE is...
I know where you're going.
All right, we'll just leave it at that, maybe. I don't know. I hope them problems get fixed. We know what our problem was, and it was pretty embarrassing, and I'm not going to tell you what it is here on the air. But, yeah, so they have that connection now. But, yeah, back to Parabellum. It was fun to do some fishing with Kate and Terry and Amanda out on Rough House Charters. And, yeah, they nailed their quota in, like, under 2 hours. So they were just hitting them and hitting them. But so it took the chance to get a little bit of a remote here with them, and we'll use that to lead into their brand new song they just released called Blood and Ashes.
They were telling me about this at Band Jam. I'm anxious to hear it. So, well, let's give a listen.
All right, Rock Station Nation, this is Utah with another Grassroots Remote. I'm on Lake Erie right now with Rough House Charters on a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. And with me is Kate Aderman, TCC. And Terry Blair from the band Parabellum. What's up, guys?
How's it going? What's up? I guess I shouldn't
have said guys, because you're not a guy. Hey, what's up, you two? Yeah. All right. Hey, you guys have been just reeling them in here.
Yeah.
It's been a good morning.
Yeah, who's got the bigger fish so far, you or Terry?
I think Terry's trout takes it so
really?
Far.
I got the biggest walleye. I think I got the biggest trout.
Okay, because I got something on video where I'm hearing Terry say something that's pretty funny. I'm going to have to share that down the road somewhere. But, so what's up? What's new with Parabellum? We got a new song from you. I think we're going to play that here, but what's new?
We just put out a recorded with Jim Harpel this year at Meat Locker, and put out two new songs, Bread and Circuses and Blood and Ashes. We just sent you Blood and Ashes, and both of them were written by Kate, and I think they got a pretty good reception off of them.
All right, and so give us a little what's Blood and Ashes about. I know the Bread and Circuses. We played that. I love that song. But
Blood and Ashes is about just anxiety and all the challenges of being a vet, the mental health struggles of it. It's all around me is blood and ashes. It feels like everything has been destroyed around me, and I have to learn how to live in it. So.
Well, I've watched you for many years, learn to live with it. It's amazing how far you both have come. It's keep fighting the good fight. I mean, that's what you got to do, right?
Absolutely.
Appreciate you two greatly. And so here's some Blood and Ashes on the Grassroots Show.
Fight off the dog that stained my soul. Now maybe I did not mean to treat you bad, but I did it anyway. And then maybe some would say your life was saved, but you lived it anyway. But then someday people look at you, they're what they call their own, they watch you suffer. Yeah, here you're coming home. And then someday we could take our time to brush the leaves aside so you can reach us. Hey, but you left me far behind. Now, yeah. Did I mean to treat you so bad? But I did it anyway. Now it's in my mind, yeah. Some would say you're left with what you had, but you couldn't tell the pain. Yeah, mama, now couldn't tell the pain. Now maybe I could have made my own mistakes, but I live apart now. And then maybe we might share in something great. Well, won't you look at where we've grown? Won't you look at where we've gone? And then someday comes tomorrow holds sense of what I feel for you in my mind. As you trip the final line, in that cold day when you lost control. Shame you left my life so soon, you should have told me. Hey, but you left me far behind. Now, yeah. I did not mean to treat you so bad. Oh, but I did it anyway. Now, yeah. Some say you left with what you had.
Rock Station.